What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, July 25th. Before we get started, I hear there may be some rosé drinking going on the other end of the line here.
It's the drink of the summer. Just is a little it? Bit.
Okay, well, the show's called Hard Factor.
Not
rosé
cool,
is probably the softest drink on the planet, so I'm going to put you guys on notice for that.
It's hot.
I'm not
Texas.
Drinking it.
All right. Top stories for the day. President Trump announces $12 billion in bailouts for farmers affected by tariffs. Wes is going to take a story about police who accidentally shot tear gas at Tour de France riders.
Yep. France is fucked.
Mark's going to take one about a star on the MTV show Teen Mom pulls a gun in a road rage incident with her son in the car.
Not totally accurate. It's Teen Mom 2.
Ah, thank you for the clarification. And Pat's going to catch us up on the Floyd Mayweather 50 Cent beef.
Hashtag 50 Cent got herpes.
Oh, nice. Good to know. All right, so the farmer bailout. On Tuesday, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, let that name just sink in as the Agriculture Secretary for a second.
I don't get it.
Sonny, like the sun, Perdue, like the turkeys.
You know, I know. He was born to do one thing.
There's no way that guy even had to apply.
No, it's like, whatever he does, that's what he's born to do.
You see that name on a resume when you're appointing the Agriculture Secretary and you just throw the rest in the trash immediately.
You're just like, fuck, I got to hire this guy. Fuck. Yeah.
So good old Sonny, he announced on Tuesday that the U.S. is going to provide up to $12 billion in relief for farmers who've been affected by foreign tariffs on U.S. agriculture exports. So, you know, the trade war is going on. Other countries like China, members of the EU, Canada, Mexico, they're putting tariffs on American agriculture, particularly corn, wheat, and soybeans. And so a lot of these farmers are not able to sell all of their harvest.
So what are they doing with all these crops? Like, what are they doing with all this excess food that they can't sell for profit?
So
that's our food.
Yeah. So part of the relief program is that the U.S. is going to do some buybacks and give it to like food banks and stuff. And others of it is they're just giving money back to the farmers who can't sell all their stuff.
No homeless person wants soy products.
So they're just giving checks to these farmers and saying, here you go. And the farmers are like, well, I guess we can buy a radio flyer wagon with this and a radio. Like what?
Yeah. You ever try to give a homeless person a wheat something with wheat bread?
Oh, yeah. We're just giving them like a bunch of corn.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah, it's just basically, so that's the main main critique of this whole approach is that Republicans are pissed saying that, you know, this is just a welfare program.
Yeah.
So part of it is that so far the estimations are that farmers have lost $13 billion due to the tariffs. And so this covers most of that, but the trade war is going to continue. So, you know, Republican lawmakers are saying, well, this is just a welfare program. We hate welfare. And when's it going to stop? How much more welfare programs are going to institute to support the trade war?
Yeah. Now old racist Republicans can't talk shit about black people. And that's a huge problem for them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard for them. Not allowed to talk about it at dinner.
Yeah.
Are any farmers armed for the trade war? Or
all of them?
Yeah. What?
What?
Gotta get armed for the trade war.
Definitely armed. But yeah, so I mean, Trump, you know, he's hunkering down. He's saying that this trade war is going to work out in the long run. He tweeted on Tuesday, "Tariffs are the greatest." The tweet extended past that, but that was the best part. And then he gave a speech in Kansas City, telling people to just be a little patient because he thinks that the tariffs are going to get people to come to the table, negotiate better trade deals, and that the U.S. in the long run, including the farmers, are going to have better margins when they, you know, are able to resume selling like normal again to these other countries. So the comments on the internet, they're pretty down the middle, obviously, like most things these days, political. But Wallace Morrison on Facebook said, "The last guys gave bailouts to bankers, those that rob people for money. This bailout is to those that put food in our stomachs. I'd accept a bailout to farmers before those other guys any day of the week and twice on Sunday."
So you try jerking off a bull all day.
By the way, tariffs are the greatest is like texting someone how much they love to give you a blowjob. Like, you love giving me blowjobs. Trust me.
Yeah. Tariffs are the greatest is a great slogan.
It's an aggressive strategy. And then Trump also kind of redeemed himself for the Republican Party with another tweet on Tuesday where he says he's very concerned about Russia meddling in the upcoming midterm elections this year in favor of the Democrats because he's so tough on Russia. So that was a little bit of manipulative Twitter mastery from him. So maybe they'll give him a break.
Got to get ahead of it, man.
All right, Wes, tell us about the Tour de France.
All right. So this story also kind of involves farmers, actually a lot involve farmers. On Tuesday, the 16th stage of the 2018 Tour de France was halted when protesters slash farmers used hay bales to block the 135-mile route from Carcassonne to Bagnères-de-Luchon, and police used tear gas to disperse them, which got in the eyes of riders passing through the protest, halting the race for 15 minutes while cyclists washed out their eyes and police assaulted protesters, basically. The protests, which most news didn't cover, were in response to the EU's proposal to cut farm subsidies under the Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP, of which France is the largest beneficiary in the EU.
So they're getting rid of their farmers' welfare.
Yes, essentially. The EU is fucking France's farmers, basically.
Sucks to be French, but what's new, you know?
Yeah, the move to cut subsidies comes in response to the gap that the funding that Britain would leave under Brexit. Basically, we lose Britain's contribution to the EU, we have to make up for it elsewhere, so fuck the farmers. Fuck the farmers. France has condemned the move and is supporting the farmers, but does not support them enough to not tear gas them so a bunch of cyclists can compete in a silly road race.
Yeah, I mean... I could care less about the farmers. I'm more interested about the 16th stage of the Tour de France. Why do they have so many fucking stages in this cycling race?
Okay. There's 23 days, 21 stages, 2,200 miles. So it's just a ridiculous race.
How many of the cyclists got hit by the gas?
I don't know.
I hope all of them, and I'd like to see videos of it.
It was the leaders.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised. Cyclists are all juiced up. You know, they're doing like the blood doping and everything. I'm surprised that none of them tried to chuck the nucks. You know, with the cops or the farmers.
I'm just fired up that the farmers were kind of creating obstacles. Like, this is the closest the French are ever going to get to American gladiators. Like, the Tour de France is boring as shit.
Yeah,
make it interesting.
Spice it
up.
Very
boring. It's like the most ridiculous race or event besides maybe the Iditarod in the history of events.
Yeah. I will say, though, that watching the Tour de France on NBC with your lady is like the cheapest romantic vacation you'll ever take.
You've done that?
France is expensive, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, a number of us live in Austin, and it's basically like the Tour de France 365 here because of Lance fucking Armstrong lives here. So it's just like everyone thinks they're Lance Armstrong and wants to be, you know, fat guys, except they stop for tacos instead of like getting rest.
Right. Everyone for Christmas gets like a full fucking outfit.
Dude, the outfits are the fucking worst.
They clunk around in their shoes everywhere.
Old guys with their nuts kind of hanging out.
Hey, bro, you don't need to wear your outfit as you bike to Trader Joe's to get milk.
Yeah.
Everyone's so happy that you're holding up traffic because you got this new outfit. You need to go out there and fucking hold up traffic, you assholes.
Yeah. I'm professional.
So, but that's what's happening. I mean, farmers are pissed. Cyclists are... And the overall standings didn't change any. The leaders are still... Leaders whose names I can't pronounce are still in the lead. So nothing really changed, but... Yeah.
What was the internet saying about it? Yeah.
So the best comment I could find comes from Adam Johnson. Road cyclists are the biggest shitbags on the planet.
I don't agree more.
I don't blame the farmers one bit. If there's one thing I would protest here in Colorado, it's them argent a-holes. So not a fan of cyclists.
Sounds like he might be a motorist.
Yeah. Yep. What motorist is a fan of cyclists? Let's be honest.
Yeah. So
it's not fucking Amsterdam. It's you know, Austin, Texas. So get off the fucking roads, and France, fuck off. So my story is about Janelle Evans, your girl Janelle from Teen Mom 2. She's in the news once more for being an idiot. She's always in the news for being an idiot besides being on the TV show. So recently she was involved in a road rage incident. It actually occurred in April, but it's getting press now because it was aired. They're filming during this incident on her MTV show, Teen Mom 2, and they aired it this Monday night.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you missed that one?
I missed that one. Yeah, well, I'm single, so I missed it.
Should have seen it.
I was busy outside of Farrah Abraham's house.
Yeah, Farrah's on Teen Mom original.
Yeah, but she's an Austin, Texas local.
It's true. So Janelle is 26. She's no longer a teen. She's still an idiot. and she had her 8-year-old son in the car, and she was like driving and getting filmed, and I guess she was weaving in and out with this other guy in a truck or a car. His name was Robert Robinson Jr. They were going back and forth. Pretty good name. It's like a race car driver.
Robbie Robertson Jr.
RRJ. RRJ.
He got in front of her, cut her off, and he brake checked her, and she lost her goddamn mind on TV and started screaming, and her son was just like, looked like he always does, like, why is my mom my mom?
Why did I come out of this?
Why do I have to deal with this?
Not the gun again, Mom.
I'm not gonna be a good person, am I? I'm screwed. And so Janelle decided to follow this fucking guy home all the way to his house, down a dirt road for miles, and got out of the car after he parked in his dirt driveway. She took a handgun out of her car and went after this guy and screamed at him, and then cooler heads prevailed, and eventually she gets back in the car, and she finally starts leaving, but she backs over this guy's mailbox, and that is not a thing you want to do when someone has a dirt road driveway. You don't want to back over their mailbox.
So it's a federal offense.
Messed up his RRJ emblem.
Right, exactly. So he got pissed, and he got back in his car and started chasing her this time. He blocked her in, bumped into her car a little bit. She lost her mind, called her husband. She's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. He hit me. Pulls the gun again. At this point, MTV's starting to get wise that she's flashing a handgun around, and they cut the cameras.
We're the producers.
That was basically the incident.
This is exactly what Mr. MTV had envisioned when he launched his music television channel in 1983.
Oh yeah, Janelle and her crazy ass mom. Have you seen the mom? By the way, she's crazier than this girl.
Barbara's the best.
Wait, Janelle, did you say Janelle was married?
Janelle is married for like the second or third time. She's been engaged a few times. Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
She used to be pretty hot.
No, she is not.
She's hot in a way that like would pull a gun on you. Kind of hot.
She was hot on Team Mon 1.
Yeah.
Meth hot.
You don't get much better than her for like meth addicts. But you guys are joking about Teen Mom. I would actually advise. I know a lot of people listening might not watch Teen Mom. I highly suggest you do. There's literally nothing in my life that makes me feel better about myself than watching Teen Mom. It makes me feel awesome, so I would go out there and watch it.
I can't watch it because I can't immediately have sex after it with my girlfriend and make myself feel better.
Why? Do you think she'll get pregnant?
No, just because that's the only way I would make myself feel better after watching Teen Mom.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, and I don't have a girlfriend.
All right,
moving on.
So the internet had this to say about it. Laura McDonald said, her son shouldn't have been in the front seat either. Like, she missed. Who gives a shit? Her son's like 8 or 9 years old. He's like maybe 3 inches too short to be in the front seat. And that's all she had to say about the entire incident, is that her son shouldn't have been in the front seat.
Yeah, the rest of it was okay, right?
Yeah, everything else, the flashing of the guns and everything was fine. So
safety first. All right, check it out, guys. Take it to the sports world real quick and the music world. On Monday, 50 Cent, the rapper, took to Instagram to display some clever meme art that he made. He posted a picture of Floyd the Champ Mayweather with a text overlay that read, "Champ is really 63-0. 50 of those wins, of course, were sanctioned by the various boxing commissions that he boxed in. The other 13, 50 cleverly was referring to the alleged 11 women he boxed without their permission. And then
those are all wins.
Huge wins.
The other two, he's referring to his best friend and his wife, who Floyd boxed mentally, causing an alleged murder-suicide when Floyd allegedly slept with his friend's wife. Mm. Ooh.
Nice. Wow.
Not
good. The last two?
Not good.
Cuck.
That was 62 and 63.
Yeah, 50 boxing wins, 11 domestic disputes, 2 murder-suicides. Suicide. Yeah. Whoa. Everyone knows Floyd is a batterer.
That's a t-shirt.
But the real story here is the allegation that Floyd was the cause of the murder-suicide of his best friend Earl Hayes and Hayes' wife, Stephanie Mosley. In a subsequent post, 50 said, "Tell everybody why you was on FaceTime when he killed Stephanie and himself, because he was confronting you about fucking his wife. You was pumping all that Trey Song shit. Get the fuck out of here." 50's implying that Mayweather spread or fanned rumors that Trey, Mr. Steal Your Girl Songs, was the actual infidel that was responsible for Earl Hayes' cuckold-induced homicide. But no.
Trey Songz didn't steal everyone's girl.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't have that much time. He's not like a fucking magician.
Where's the Grey Poupon?
Yeah. What 50's saying is that Trey is responsible for the murder-suicide, when really...
No. Mayweather was...
Yeah, Mayweather's responsible for the murder-suicide, but Mayweather's tossing up to Trey Songz.
It's convenient.
Right, yeah, Mayweather was trying to cover it up. I'd believe anything you tell me about Floyd Mayweather. I mean, like, what he's just like, he's this illiterate psycho who has like unlimited funds. Like, I just believe anything. You could tell me he did anything.
Well, it's funny you say he has unlimited funds because 50 feels differently. So these accusations came from 50 after Floyd Mayweather took to Instagram, calling the internet to post, quote, disrespectful comments on 50 socials and help spread the hashtag. This was my favorite of the year. Hashtag 50 Cent got herpes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That makes up for causing death.
Yeah, yeah. Big time. The beef is thick with
at
these
least
guys.
I don't have herpes.
Yeah.
Got him.
Nice Everyone's comeback for him. Causing a murder-suicide.
Yep.
50 absolutely buried Floyd Mayweather in this one.
Oh, yeah. Bring out the body bags. He dragged his ass.
Yeah, when you start referring to someone's murder-suicide, that's when it's really getting personal.
63-0 is way better than 50. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone knows 50 has her.
But those poor women didn't even get to train. So 50, the beef is thick, right? So previous shit that's happened. 50 once offered to pay Floyd Mayweather $750,000 to be able to read Harry Potter.
I thought it was just like one page of Harry Potter, right?
He was just like, hey, man, if you can read Harry Potter.
Was he going to let him pick the page?
If you can pick out Harry Potter in the library.
He has to read the title. Yeah. Harry Potter and.
If you can Harry find Potter Harry Potter.
The sorcerers.
There's lots of hard words in there.
Sorcerers.
Floyd once compared his $18 million watch to 50 Cent's net worth of $20 million. Which is fucked up. But who, by the way, who buys an $18 million watch? What's wrong with our country?
That was a sick watch.
That was a sick watch.
I tweeted about that watch. I think that wasn't his worst decision.
Sick watch. Let's kick it to the internet real quick. So Concrete Door 2 says, and this is on 50's Insta, you got herpes by fingering fucking rats and using their noises as your fucking shit music. Hashtag 50 Cent got herpes. I'm excited to post under this hashtag tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to see how many more people
Big Mayweather staying there.
Huge Mayweather. And then Yves Smooth Laurent says, and this person's referring to a picture 50 posted of a hotel room. He said, ha ha, little ass room.
Yeah, because Floyd's always posting those pictures of himself in an empty giant hotel room.
I just love the burn, man. Yeah.
That's good.
I always stay in big rooms.
That does it for the stories today. Some of the ones we didn't get to. Wildfires in Greece have killed at least 74 people. That's not good. It's been confirmed that the bullet that killed the Trader Joe's employee in California standoff was from a police officer. So that has been solved.
I don't think that's their fault, though, because that guy at that point could have
killed
all those people. That wasn't a bad shooting.
It was a crazy moment, but it was the police officer's bullet.
Get some fresh meat, though, Trader Joe's.
And then police in Nashville discovered a man who had been doing naked jumping jacks in a McDonald's bathroom all day. So must have been another day at the office.
Well, the food's so fattening, you got to lose the weight.
Yeah. Oh, good point. All right, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Way you do it. You play the game.